Game Preview is brought to you by Proven IT.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer from PNC Studio here at Hattusah. We break down the upcoming matchup between the Bears and the Green Bay Packers. I'm smiling because Packers come in with a three-game losing streak and lots of uncertainty due to the quarterback position. Obviously, the broken right collarbone to Aaron Rodgers puts Brett Hundley in a starting role for a third straight game. But I also want to caution everybody because this is no gimme. And I think fans in general think this is a layup game for the Bears at home.
Not at all. I think if you don't put the full team on high alert, you're going to sleepwalk into this game and then you're going to pay because of it. I think this is a game that you have to understand. When they made the transition from Favre to Rodgers, it went really smooth. And now this is a transition they're going from Rodgers to Huntley just because of the injury. But there's a lot of differences in this quarterback than Aaron Rodgers. So I think there's things here the Bears can take advantage of.
What are some of them?
Well, if you look at the tempo the offense runs for the Green Bay Packers, one thing to note, you know how Aaron Rodgers always catches you when you try to make a personnel transition and he'll catch you and he'll give that penalty? You can't do that with Huntley. If you go and you look at Huntley when he's going in a no-huddle offense, he still takes 20 seconds off the clock. And again, it's a really slow process even if they're trying to go no huddle, and that's advantage for the Bears defense. So I think Vic Fangio can show a lot more versatility in the defenses he'll call against Huntley than you can with Aaron Rodgers because you can't make that personnel transition easily.
Huntley also, I think, as a young quarterback, is vulnerable to blitzes. Now, Vic Fangio's been dialing up a little more. Do you anticipate some of that as well, or at least feigning the blitz to have him think a little bit?
I would always make him think at the line of scrimmage, whether you're trying to make a fake blitz or you're really going to bring some pressure. And then understand, how can you bring pressure to make him in his most vulnerable position? Is it from the middle? Is it from the edge? How does it limit his thinking? But again, when you look at the other side of the ball, you know, Dom Capers is bringing some blitzes also, and he was confident enough to bring quite a few of them against Matthew Stafford. So can you make him pay? And it's going to be an interesting defensive coordinator game this week.
Matthew Stafford made him pay. He just shredded them on the blitz. So I can't anticipate anything other than challenging Mitchell Trubisky with blitzes if I'm Dom Capers.
I agree, but Mitchell Trubisky is going to play against the Green Bay Packers at home. He's going to have a verbal command at the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be able to think about the process at the line of scrimmage. And if they do show blitzes, make sure you have peripheral vision because you got to be able to see those corners when they want to bring it. And then again, I think the Bears offense should go in here confidently because Jordan Howard is still a powerhouse running back in the backfield. And I think when you give Mitchell Trubisky a bye week with no pressure and an opportunity to review the past experiences that you had, I do see him being able to increase his effectiveness.
Absolutely. You got a block. Blake Martinez has been getting a lot of tackles for the Packers at linebacker, but you got to block Mike Daniels for certain. Other than that, the Bears are going to introduce Dontrell Inman into the mix at receiver. I'm pretty curious to see how that's going to go because he was a big target for Phillip Rivers last year.
Yeah, he is a big target, and he is a downfield threat. But, you know, I think Kendall Wright is still the key here because if you can target Kendall Wright, you're going to open up opportunities for Inman. And so now you've got to have more than one wide receiver into the mix. And then what are they going to do in transition from Zach Miller? I mean, it's Deion Sims is going to be a key element at the tight end. So is Adam Shaheen.
More opportunities for Adam,
right?
I would think.
And so, again, I think there's a little bit of unknown with the Bears offense, speaking, because of the wide receiver position and the tight end position.
Points are still a premium for the Bears. It could be another low-scoring game at Soldier Field on Sunday, but getting better red zone production, inside the 30 production, to me, a big part of this matchup. Thanks for watching, everybody. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. We'll talk to you next time.